neon 5 o'clock road clock. There's plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you. Cold as you.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Power is slowly returning for some Florida residents, but still out to nearly 2 million customers in the wake of Hurricane Milton. ABC's Victor Akendo in Fort Pierce telling us President Biden will visit the state tomorrow.
The president will visit Florida on Sunday to tour the damage, and there is a lot to see on both coasts. Here on the east, those deadly tornadoes, and of course, the flooding on the West Coast.
Part of that damage, Matthew Shorner's nearly 100-year-old citrus farm in Fort Pierce now wiped out.
Everything's gone. Only thing standing is the main part of the restaurant, the first floor of the packing house.
Boeing announcing major job cuts as the company is still dealing with striking workers. The company says it plans to cut 10% of its workforce. Boeing hasn't shown a profit since 2018. Record heat in Phoenix for 18 days in a row now, expected to continue for 21 days, till finally cooling to the 90s on Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Badgers football today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers are in New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin with a record of 3-2. Rutgers is 4-1. In Green Bay, Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs says he had some things going on mentally that led to his one-game suspension last weekend. Doubs spoke to reporters after yesterday's practice.
I had some things going on mentally. I do not feel comfortable getting too deep into that, but just, you know, you guys hearing it from me, there are some things I had going on for myself. I did my best communicating, and I'm just thankful that, you know, that I'm here right now, you know, able to still play ball.
The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals tomorrow, and quarterback Kyler Murray says he's looking forward to his first game at Lambeau Field.
It's going to be a good challenge for us to go on the road, a place I haven't played before personally, first time, great environment, be, you know, really historic place. A lot of great players have played in that stadium, so I'm excited about it.
As Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of showers. We'll see a high near 55. Showers likely tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Showers on Sunday with a high around 47 and winds out of the north up to 25 miles per hour. For Monday, showers are likely with highs of 45.
Currently 33 degrees.
Broadcasting on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, wherever you get your podcasts, or watch on YouTube.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic.
Presented by Onyx. Know where you stand with Onyx.
And our guest now is Jeremy Smith.
I fish, I hunt, and always will.
It's just a lookout for your everyday hunter, angler, and trapper that's out there.
A Fish Hunt Forever production. This is Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm Brett Amundson. That's Dan Amundson over there. What's up, Dan?
We are back in Saskatchewan, and last week we talked about all the snows flying over while we were in Regina, and this week the snows were flying right over our faces at about 10 yards.
Oh my gosh.
We've had so much fun.
The best snow goose hunts I've ever been a part of, probably the best. I've been on a couple of big ones, but you know, I talk about 100 bird days. And usually you need like a 10 bird average.
Yeah.
And you need 10 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been done with fewer people. I know that. I understand that. But generally, when you talk about 100 bird days, it's usually big crews. And we did it with 6 guys.
Yeah. We've got, you know, that hunt was great. And every day this week, we've had really, really great hunts. And we'll tell the stories later on in the show. But it's been a blast for a number of reasons. Not just numbers of birds, not just the show they've put on, but some cool storylines. Things you just, yeah. Can't make it up.
Yeah,
we read on the wall the other day, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even finding
it was so weird.
Players in the middle of the field.
Yeah, I just said that, and then literally like 5 minutes later, it was written on the wall in front of me. Like, it's so crazy. But losing your hearing protection in the field during a hunt.
The first volley of the day.
Finding it. Again,
after the farmer dug part of the field.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty amazing. So we are going to tell some of the stories about our trip up here. We'll talk a little bit about how you could take a trip up here to Saskatchewan. You can fly direct from Minneapolis to Regina.
That's right. WestJet. I did actually. That's I think we might have talked about that last week, and we'll probably talk about it again next week because it's kind of a really cool deal. This is a great gateway to get into the hunting world of Saskatchewan or the fishing world.
We'd like to thank Tourism Saskatchewan and Regina Tourism as well for supporting us on this trip, and it was through the folks at Regina there that hooked us up with a guy named Brandon Latane, who we've been spending time with here this week.
And we're at his place right now.
Yeah, it's been.
This is the Brandon Latane Studios. the Mounties bar is
put his name down on the bottom corner of the screen.
Sorry, Al Claire.
Yeah, we a backdrop, a big mule deer, white tail. There's an elk Euro mount over there. This has been incredible. We've just had some amazing, a great time. I mean, we shot a lot of birds, but it's just been an amazing time.
The twisted tree shack.
Well,
we had a great time. When a stranger you just met a few hours ago takes you in the middle of the bush, like through a wheat field and into the woods at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, in the dark.
It was a great time.
It was great.
Normally I don't recommend that.
But. You know, everybody we've met in Saskatchewan over the years, everywhere we go, it's just great, great people.
Nice
so,
people.
All right, we'll talk more about that, including my 84-year-old dad shooting a triple on snow geese, which is just amazing that happened. And also Joe Henry, back in Minnesota. We'll get a fishing report, talk about what it's like in Minnesota for you as well, coming up in just a little bit. But first, Dan, who are this week's sponsors?
The official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever is Invergrove Toyota. When looking for your new rig, head to Invergrove Toyota. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. Plan a trip for this fall or winter at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. On X Hunt, see private land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Onyx Hunt app today. Tazen Lake Lodge, catch world record lake trout and giant pike at Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at tazenlake.com. Devil's Lake, North Dakota, catch it all at Devil's Lake. Prairie Sportsman, new season wrapped up this spring, but we are filming new episodes right now, and you can watch old episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort, fish Devil's Lake this fall or winter. Learn more at haybaleheights.com. And Guardian Eagle Resort, plan a trip for next summer. Go fish the Ontario waters of Guardian Eagle Resort. You can fly directly to the lodge from the Twin Cities. Learn more at guardianeagle.com.
All right, this is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite podcast, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much. Joe Henry joins us now from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, how's it going?
Brett, you don't look like you're at home.
I'm not at home. I feel like we haven't been home for quite a while, actually. We're up in Saskatchewan right now, Joe, on a waterfall trip. So
yeah, you're bringing some geese up there, aren't you?
It's been a great trip. We're up here with family, and in fact, we're going to be talking more about it coming up after you on the show today. We'll be talking all about. I mean, this and not to sidetrack us from Lake of the Woods, Joe, but this has just been an unbelievable trip up here, and you know, and it's because of who we're with, and just everything has fallen into place. The birds have cooperated. You know, everyone we've met has been great, so it's just been unreal. And my 84-year-old dad tripled on snow geese the other day.
Unbelievable. So, unbelievable.
You can't make it up. So
No. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. I know. And the dogs want to come up and join us. They want to get some retrieves, it sounds like, Joe.
What's that?
Did your dogs want to come up and join us and get some retrieves? Is that why they were barking?
You know, nobody comes in the door until I go in the radio, of course. But, of course. Yeah, no, they want to come up and do some retrieves. You know, my dog, unfortunately, my dogs are going to be smaller than the geese you're shooting.
Yeah, probably. That's all right. All right, well, we've been up here. The weather's been fairly warm. I mean, it's been cool at night. We had there was one night Dan and I got up and hunted, and it was about 20 degrees in the morning. But from what I've been hearing is back home in Minnesota, the weather's been pretty warm yet. So I bet a lot of people are fishing still down there, Joe.
Oh, it's going great. I mean, it's really, really going well. You know, I'll tell you what, all kidding aside, you know, it's fall and it's October and we've had very good weather, and actually the forecast ahead looks very, very nice right now. Now, if a person wanted to go and catch a bunch of walleyes at this year, there is a pile of walleyes being caught out in front of the Lighthouse Gap on Lake of the Woods, and quite honestly, different locations across that entire South Shore. And here's the best part about it. You go out, you anchor up, and you jig over the side of the boat with a jig and a frozen emerald shiner. It's some of the best darn fishing you would ever do. It's relaxing. It's not difficult. You don't have to follow contour lines. You don't have to go far out. It's just really, really good. And the cool thing about it, too, we just had FM Walleyes Unlimited Club, the Fargo-Moorhead Walleyes Unlimited Club. What a great group those guys are. And guys and gals came up, their club came up at an outing up to Riverbend Resort in this case, and they fished the river. It was really windy out when they were up there. It was really nice weather all week, and then it got windy, and of course that's the weekend they're going to be up, right? But thankfully they were on the river, so they went up river, and they caught a lot of nice fish. I think their big fish was like 27 and a half, so it wasn't a monster, but a nice walleye. And they caught some good numbers too, so it was cool to hear that there's some fish in the river. And of course, I've been communicating with some people up at the northwest angle, the third part of the Lake of the Woods. And man, up there, you know, there's some spots you just know in the fall that it's going to be lights out. And it's big numbers of walleyes. And of course, this time of year, you get the multi-species. Some people target their trips in September and October up at the angle strictly for crappies. They're going to go after and target those big black crappies. You're going to get your jumbo perch. You know, you're going to get your pike mixed in, and of course, some of the hardcore musky anglers will go fishing in the fall, as you know full well, because of the colder water and musky putting on the feed bag.
The river has been pretty good then? How many people are still fishing? Most people are still fishing the lake?
Most people are still fishing the lake. So I would say, I mean, if you're staying in the south shore of Lake of the Woods or at the mouth of the river, if it's a nice day, there's a pile of fish out in that lake. Now, I will say there's more and more fish in that river every week. You could go in that river, and if you wanted to not go so far out, if you just wanted to make it a chill day and enjoy the scenery of the river, whatever the case, maybe you're staying upstream a long ways, you know, up at Royal Dutchman or somewhere up further up, you know. The river's been proven. I should mention, too, I don't know if you saw some of the photos I put out on Facebook, but, man, some of the folks that have been going on sturgeon fishing have just been stroking the sturgeon. I mean, the sturgeon bite is really strong right now on the river.
That sturgeon, I mean, this has got to be the good old days. I mean, aside from back in the day, really, I mean, in 70 years or something, I mean, this has got to be, you know, some of the best sturgeon fishing that's been around for a long, long time.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, there's not a lot of places. I think we're probably one of the best sturgeon destinations you can go for consistency. You know, we've talked about this before, but the DNR, working with some of the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources, they do studies. And if you go from about Morrison, Ontario, down through the Northwest Angle, Lake of the Woods, and, of course, the Rainy River, they estimate that there's about 100,000 sturgeon over 40 inches in that stretch. That is a lot of fish. You know, if you remember last year, I spoke to some people that were spearing on Lake of the Woods for pike, and they couldn't believe how many big sturgeon would go underneath their holes. That was part of the fun. I mean, they're like, hey, I want to stick a good pike, but holy smokes. I mean, those sturgeon are just fun to see. They're huge, he said. And of course, every once in a while, one of our anglers on the lake will hook into a good one, and it's game on, you know.
Well, I haven't had a lot of time for social media. I've been trying to get on there here and there, but our service has been a little spotty when we're out driving around and sitting in the blind. I've been watching for the videos off the end of the dock, Joe, where the lights on the shiner, where they're netting shiners, basically, the shiner traps. Has there been any of those yet?
There's been some. In fact, I just saw one of our resorts, Lake Road Lodge, was just advertising live shiners. I think there's probably some other bait shops and maybe other resorts that have it too. I know Adrian's is famous for that. And of course, there are bait shops. Those people that run bait shops, Brett, you want to talk about hardworking people. And of course, some of the resorts get their own shiners too. You know, they're out there at night. They're constantly looking for these shiners, and they'll get whatever they can get because they want to store them up for the winter. You know, they freeze them, and it's kind of interesting too. Everybody has their own way of freezing an emerald shiner. Some people swear you have to flash freeze them and spread it. Some people have racks set up in a freezer, kind of custom made, and they spread those shiners out and they flash freeze them. Others, they put them in a big bucket with a certain kind of salt, and they have them ingest that salt first so they preserve them, and then they freeze them. Everybody's got their own recipe, but the bottom line is we all know that when we're fishing this winter or maybe next spring, having those frozen emeralds is not a bad thing to have.
No, and obviously right now people can come up, do a little cast and blast, maybe try to find some ducks out on the lake or do some walking for grouse in the woods. Have you been hearing any reports of the migration or anything like that?
You know, as far as the ducks go, I know people are shooting ducks. I don't know if the migration, that's kind of a timing thing, as you know, mm-hmm. and it's, I don't think it's hot and heavy yet. It hasn't been cold enough, but they're certainly shooting some ducks on, the nice thing about it is if you go to fields, you have to have permission and, you know, all the fields are private. Now, is the waterfowl hunting around Lake of the Woods good in the fields? Oh my gosh, it's world class. You know, that goose hunting is just incredible. The kicker is it's all private land. It's a little bit tough to get. But the one caveat is that you can hunt the water. And there's so much good water to hunt on the south shore of Lake of the Woods or up at the angle or even off some of the, on the river and some of the bays. But, you know, you think about Four Mile Bay as an example. You go into Four Mile Bay, there's so much bay that's uninhabited and it's just patches of reeds. You go set up your boat in a patch of reeds and throw a couple groups of decoys out. You know, I did that once with Greg Jones at Midwest Outdoors and I'd never done it before. I didn't even really know where to go. And we just went out there and threw two groups of decoys with the thought those birds would fly in the middle, you know. And my gosh, we had a really good shoot. What was going on is there was a bunch of ducks rafted up at the northwest angle, and they were breaking off in flocks of 10 to 15 and flying across the lake and then staging in Four Mile Bay. So if we could get them before they went to that great big flock of ducks that was out in the middle of Four Mile Bay, they'd take a swing by and take a peek, you know. Boy, I'll tell you, it was a good shoot. We pulled a pin that morning. I remember around 10 o'clock in the morning, we're like, hey, these birds are still flying. But I know they do the same kind of thing on Zippel Bay and other parts across that south shore. Obviously, we got, Andrew Reeves and Forrest up at the northwest angle that do layout boat hunting in that open water. If you're a duck hunter, a waterfowl hunter, and want to do something very unique, the folks up at the northwest angle there that offer that duck hunting, man, it's
great. Cool.
You can speak to that. It's just incredible, isn't it?
It's so much fun. We filmed a Prairie Sportsman episode up there doing it, and we filmed two on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel you can check out. It is some of the most fun waterfowl action I've ever had, and some of the wildest hunts that are right up there with some of the hunts we've had this week up here too, Joe. They've been pretty incredible, and we're going to talk about those with this crew behind me here in just a second. But first, if people want to plan a trip to Lake of the Woods, Joe, what should they do?
Hey, check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Well, we are on the road in Saskatchewan, and when I knew we were going to be taking some of these long road trips, whether it was down to Kentucky Lake here a couple of weeks ago or coming up here to Saskatchewan, we're going to be in the truck and on the road for a long time. I wanted something dependable. I wanted something new. I went to Invergrove Toyota and bought myself a new Toyota Tundra. We call it the Fundra. You may see it, and if you do spot it, take a picture of it, post it on social media. You can win some prizes. But Invergrove Toyota has got a Toyota truck for you, whether it's the Tundra, whether it's the Tacoma, which is all new and redesigned for 2024, and they sell more of these things than Chevy Colorados and Ford Rangers combined, and they start at just $36,195. Check them out, and you can even save some more money and get a deal on your trade-in as well if you go to invergrovetoyota.com/FHF and fill out the form right there. You'll get a deal on a new truck at Invergrove Toyota, Robert Street 494 in Invergrove Heights.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit HayBaleHeights.com. That's HayBaleHeights.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, we're back on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network. By demand, SportingJournalRadio.com, maybe anywhere you get your favorite podcasts, or by watching this on YouTube. As you can see, we are out of the studio. I mentioned that with Joe earlier. We're up in Saskatchewan right now. We came up, spent some time in Regina, and then bounced around chasing snow geese all around. And it led us to Brandon Letang, who joins us on the show. Brandon, how are you doing?
I'm good. Great.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for hosting us. I appreciate it. And we got the whole crew. So we've got a family trip going on while we're up here as well, too. We brought these guys up here 2 years ago. We filmed the video for the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel, 1956. And we're filming kind of a follow-up to that video. So we got my dad, Ron Amundson, with us, 84 years old, up here chasing snow geese around, which some people will tell you that snow geese are some of the hardest waterfowl to hunt. I wouldn't say our hunt has been that difficult, but like in the spring, you're trudging through the mud, you're putting out a couple thousand decoys sometimes. It can be a grind, and it's been great. So for you to be out here. And I think you've even shot a goose once or twice.
I was wearing flip-flops.
So we're going to talk about kind of how this hunt went. We're going to talk about some of the cool things we've done up here. And we'll even try to give you some tips on if you want to make a trip or if you want to go do some hunting, stuff like that. We'll talk about all of that here on the show. Also, my brother Wade Amundson is here. Wade, how's it going?
It is going fabulous.
Good. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for letting me come.
That's Dan's dad. Dan's over there, of course.
Talk into the microphone, by the way.
Yeah, if you can, please.
I got to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I can do that for you.
Okay, perfect. And then now Mitch Hunt is with us as well. That's Wade's new son-in-law, or Dan's brother-in-law. So last time you were with, you weren't officially part of the family.
Nope, just engaged at the time. But yeah. Yep, now it's all official.
Now that it's official, we can include you on all this stuff. We couldn't before, just in case. But now that it's official.
Yeah, I made the last podcast.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
That's why our trip is shortened by a couple days.
That's great. Well, have you guys had a good time on this trip or what?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah. Round of applause. Yeah.
For the man right there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure. I could talk forever about it, but it all came together nicely, and cousin-in-law set me up with Brett and got a hold of me, and I wondered if he could pass on some knowledge of the area, where to stay and whatnot, and I said, well, if they're willing and able, they're more than welcome to come and stay with me. They got to put up with me, but
that's been tough.
Yeah,
it's honestly amazing how it all came together. You know, you talk about things happening for a reason a lot, and I feel like that's happened many, many times on this trip. Just everything has just fallen in place and come together. And from the very beginning, we've been coming to Saskatchewan for a number of years now, fishing in the summer, in the fall. We work with Saskatchewan Tourism, and I got a message from Travis at Tourism, and he's like, hey, you know, the Regina Tourism wants some hunters to do some things, come up and do some promotional stuff for us, some guys from Minnesota. He's like, I thought of you guys right away. And I said, well, it just so happens we're coming up there. Like, well, we want you here at the beginning of October. And I said, just so happens we're coming up October 1st. So it all worked out perfect. And then we talked about, you know, what we wanted to film for this follow-up to 1956, because our family history is up here. And, you know, she said, well, where are you going? And, you know, and I kind of explained, you know, we didn't really have a plan yet. We were trying to figure it all out, and we would have found a place. I mean, Dan and I talked about sleeping in the truck a little bit, which is something we've done many, many times. And, yeah, then your cousin-in-law brought up your name, and she said, no pressure, but here's his number if you want to give him a call. And it's like, great, who's this guy? Like, what the heck? We're going to go up and someone we never met before. He's offering his place to stay. And,
yeah.
And but it's been great. I can't thank you enough. And
no, the pleasure is mine. No, it's been a great halfway through, I guess, a little jumping over the hill of Wednesday here. So, yeah, you wish hunting season would last forever with times like this. And
yeah, I guess we do have a couple of days left of being here. This could go south.
If you wake up, I'm gone. You know, pumping something. No. Right. It's been fantastic. So hopefully we'll go out with a bang, and put a couple of great days of hunting so far, and great friendships made, you know. And it's weird. It's you sit around, you meet a ton of people in life, and but it kind of really feels like I've known you guys my whole life, you know. It's funny how the world works, you know. Mm-hmm. Things work in mysterious ways, but no, been an absolute pleasure and privilege having you guys here. So,
well, we had family up here. Maybe our relatives may have known each other. You never know.
Yeah,
we were. You knew somebody that knew our grandfather's brother, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
and he was telling us stories about how they used to go fishing together. And you know, it's part of our family that I didn't know much about. A couple of the members of the family I didn't really know much about. So to hear somebody talk about, you know, my grandpa's brother fishing in Saskatchewan, you know, it's pretty neat to hear some of these stories.
Oh, for sure. It's amazing. You know, they say small world, but, you know, sometimes it really is, you know. So, yeah, the old RM map that Delvin brought out, and kind of neat just seeing. Go right back to those days and see the name on the map, the official RM map from, I believe it said, what, 1905 or 1912 on?
Yeah, 1912, maybe, or 08 or something.
Okay, yeah, not exactly sure, but yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, neat how the pieces all kind of fall together, and then, like Wade and I were talking, filling in some gaps here and there. There's always going to be gaps in history, but it's nice to button a little bit of them up for... As it goes.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about you know, your background and about some of these bucks that are on the wall, because this is insane. Some of these deer, some of these have been in magazines, and you've told stories of some of these animals. So we're going to have you tell us a few deer stories a little bit later in the podcast, if that's all right.
Sure. I've been here 5 years now, so I came in a nobody, a somebody, but a nobody, and I did, you know, do my homework on landowners, and it's the way the world goes around. You treat people as you wish to be treated, and I built some great, great relationships, like family relationships with people up here. And
well, I want to ask you, hang on one second, we got to take a quick break, but I will talk more about that, and you know, how a guy does work himself into an area, you know, like this, and how he did that. So more coming up on Sporting Journal Radio.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Jason from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua, giving the local fishing report. Into October, finally some cold mornings, as low as 29 degrees on 10-4. Driving temps into the low 60s, as it should be. Colors starting to pop and musky action on the upswing. Our weather has been either calm or very windy, but one consistent has been very few clouds. Somewhere in the middle would be much better compromise for us anglers. Bite windows have been small for some species, but when it's on, it's been good. Smallmouth bass, very good to good. Two distinct bites, offshore, along coontail edges, or over rock humps. Numbers of smallies up to 16 inches using drop shot rigs with 3-inch minnow imitations. For a crack at a big fish, work topwater, whopper ploppers, choppos, or torpedoes over shallow weeds. Fished to 6.5 pounds this past week with several 5-pound fish from reports of guide Todd Powell. Muskie's been good to very good. It's the start of sucker season. While bucktails and topwaters still provide good results and will until the surface temperatures hit 55 degrees or so near turnover, suckers are really coming into play. Fish just outside the shallow weed flats. Drawing fish to suckers on quick set rigs with blades, twitch and gliders have also been picking up their fair share. We've seen water temperatures drop from 70 degrees over a week ago into the upper 50s to low 60s, about a 62 degree average. Definitely bringing about some better patterns for the October anglers pursuing muskie, walleye, smallmouth, and crappies. With the 2-week forecast showing lows below 40 degrees almost every morning and highs in the mid 60s at the warmest, we should start seeing signs of turnover in a week or so. Don't confuse turnover with the heavy algae blooms on some of our lakes. Those should be clearing up with the colder temperatures. This is Jason with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report. Keep your eye on your bobber.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of showers. We'll see a high near 55. Showers likely tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Showers on Sunday with a high around 47 and winds out of the north up to 25 miles per hour. For Monday, showers are likely with highs of 45.
Currently 33 degrees. 98Q Country.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, welcome back to Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thank you for watching or listening to this wherever you get podcasts or on the radio network. If you like the show, please give us a review, like it, share it, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Where else? TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Not LinkedIn, not MySpace.
I might start MySpace.
We did Rumble for like a half a year. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, we haven't uploaded in like 2 years.
Sorry. Sorry if you're waiting for new content.
Yeah. There's Rumble. Just Rumble users sitting there just shaking their heads. This stupid show. Wonder what happened to them.
Sorry about it.
Well, go to a real site.
That's right. Hey, we should mention Spotify. You can watch the video podcast.
Video podcast. Yeah. As long as we have good enough signal to upload.
Yeah.
Last week's not up yet.
The video
didn't make it to the Spotify. It's on YouTube, but we'll take care of that a little later. But.
You know, that's the problem when you go on the road like this to do a show. You're at the mercy of whatever internet service you can find. And thankfully, we got Starlink here, which has been very, very helpful for a lot of places we've went now that are pretty rural and remote. You can find Starlink. So thank you, Elon. He's a huge fan of the show.
He's waiting on Rumble. Hasn't watched it for you.
That's right. I want to thank Tourism Regina and also Tourism Saskatchewan for supporting us on this trip. We had a great time in Regina. We saw the sights and sounds there. We're actually going back to Regina, check out the Rough Riders game, which I'm pretty jacked about.
What is a Rough Rider?
That's a great question. Maybe we'll ask someone from Saskatchewan.
Boy, I guess it's in the name. I don't know the history of it, but you can meet either or. Yeah, a guy or a gal, a Rough Rider, I guess. But yeah, no.
Has nothing to do with the Mounties and riding after a long night?
No, I don't know.
A rough ride in the morning?
I can't say for sure. So I know I don't know where the Saskatchewan Rough Rider actual name came from. So. I guess it would have been better to ask the boys that were here a couple weeks ago that actually play on the team. So
yeah, you hosted a couple of players.
Yeah, so a few years back, friend Logan Ferland and AJ Ouellette and Mitchell Picton were up for a goose hunt. So got them out for a couple days during their bye week. They call it the rest week in between the season. So. Had a fairly good time, showed them the sights and sounds, and we ended up on a couple of real nice honker hunts. So it worked out well for them as well. So I think I'm batting 1.5 out of 2 so far this year with the luck for birds. But getting back to the Rough Riders, I'm not exactly sure. Later. Yeah,
we'll find out because you're going to be at the game too, right?
I'll be at the game. Yeah. I just got my tickets sent to me, so all is good and. Be a good place to find out on Saturday for you guys. Yeah,
that we thought about just walking around asking everybody in the stadium. Yeah. You know, see who knows what a rough.
If anybody does, maybe nobody does.
Yeah.
But are you gonna wear a watermelon on your head?
Not me. No.
That's a thing.
I need a big watermelon. I think they're out of season. They need that jumbo watermelon to fit this buffalo head. So, I won't have you. I imagine you'll see a few, though. Yeah. You'll see some characters there, especially it's going to be a nice day out. There'll be guys painted in green and green wigs and outfits and... quick story, we used to have this fella called the Flame, and he would light his helmet up all the time and blew a flame out the top of his helmet. But that was years ago. They don't allow that anymore.
Well, I think this is kind of hilarious because we got a couple of young kids at the table, some kids that are a little bit older.
Is he on Rumble?
But he's Googling. He's using the Google machine to figure out where the name Saskatchewan Rough Riders came from.
That's great.
So we'll find out.
It came from Saskatoon.
Okay.
That's all. That's the only answer I got.
Well, hit search.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, there you go. Hit that one. Here it is.
The rugby team.
It was a rugby team originally.
Eventually transitioned to football and became the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in 1946. The origin of their name is said to have come from the Mounted Police...
Thank
and the
you very
Rough
much.
Riders who broke their Broncos.
So you're
See,
right.
You should have known this.
One states that it's derived from members of the Northwest Mounted Police who were called Rough Riders because they broke the wild horses used by the force. So, you were right. Yeah, it could have been. It might have came into that. So.
Well, yeah. I'm sure we'll find out a little bit more about that at the Rough Riders game. I'm pretty excited about going to check that out. But, we've stayed in Regina a couple of times on our way through, and it's a great place if you're coming up here, whether like on our way to Tazin, we'll usually stop and spend a night there. It's a city, which is
kind of a fun city.
Fun city.
Yeah, we'll say the city that rhymes with fun. Okay. Yeah, but,
sorry.
We had a great time there, and there's if you want to do something, you know, there's anything you want to do, you can do there. Like we talked about it last week on the show, the RCMP Heritage Center. We went to the bird sanctuary if you want to go take pictures of waterfowl or just see them. We went and did that. Or if you come up with the family or bring the kids, you know, you can run through there, and there's a lot to do. And
skip the trampoline part.
We did skip. I wanted to go. Dan didn't want to do it, but. Well. He thought I would have died.
That's it.
Probably true.
We can do it Saturday. We're done hunting for a little bit.
And we checked out that casino, which I know you would be interested in. So that was kind of neat.
Well, we'll be home by that time.
There's a direct flight. Direct flight to Minneapolis on WestJet. Right.
You could go there and check it out and still be home in time for Mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah, Mom's birthday. Yeah, you know.
It's coming up. So
we'll just make sure we get you there on time. Don't worry.
Just got a frying pan to your head.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, if you're going to come up and do some hunting or fishing up here, it's a good city to stop through or stop and hunt around too. But it is a city and it gets a little busy around there. But you knock on doors and be real friendly and take care of the landowners, and they will take care of you. And we'll ask Brandon, who just disappeared, about that coming up a little bit later in the show on how he's done all that. But Dad, we brought you back. The first time in Saskatchewan, I think in 2018, you came up with me and we hunted with Barry Prawl and Trevor Montgomery, had a lot of fun. That was your first trip back since 1956. Then we came back in 22 that you guys came up?
Yeah.
And we made that 1956 film on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. Did you think, first of all, did you ever think you would top the 1956 hunt?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, I've talked about that hunt all my life. You guys have seen a picture of Uncle Elgut's Model T loaded with ducks for the picture, you know, and the sawhorse is loaded with ducks, and us lined up in front with the Model 12 Winchester that I still hunt with today. I got for my 12th birthday. And that was in 1984, I think.
Your math still isn't very good, is it,
Dad? That's metric math. That's
right. My math might be off a little bit.
So you, and then
it's really a privilege to get to come back up here again. But then, at my age.
And that's where all this started, because that picture hung on the wall, and we looked at it growing up all the time, and it was just, you know, this epic Saskatchewan photo of all these ducks. And you got you and your brother Denny, 16 and whatever he was, 14, and Grandpa Helmer, of course, who was born up here in Saskatchewan. So we want to come back up here, learn a little bit of family history, find out where his grandfather, who emigrated from Sweden, where he was buried. Nobody had ever seen that in our immediate family anyway. So we went back and saw that, and we brought these guys back up in 22 and had a pretty incredible honker hunt and recreated that photo. And did you think we topped that hunt?
You know, it just keeps getting better and better. I can hardly wait till I'm 90.
Well, we had just a couple of great hunts up here, which we're going to break down a little bit. We had that first day we shot. What did we shoot that first morning?
A lot. A bunch of snows, handful of ducks, handful of Canadas. Fun mixed bag.
Yeah.
Then we came back in the evening, shot some more snows.
I thought that was going to be it.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was good. I think we finished with 69 birds, actually, right?
Nice. Right.
Yep. Isn't that what it was?
And I got 48 of them.
You were on fire.
Hope the feds aren't listening.
So then the next day, we went out, actually hunted the same field, just moved to a different spot in the same field, and shot a pile more snow geese.
Yeah, all snows.
Yeah, what did we shoot, 40-some?
A lot.
47?
Yeah, something like that.
So, it's 20 per day per guy in Saskatchewan for snow geese, but no possession limit on them. And what ended up happening yesterday is the reason, and you guys got to see firsthand why snow geese are my favorite. We had just an unreal, epic day that we're going to tell you about right after these commercials right on the other side of this break, because we're running out of time right now. But we're up in Saskatchewan right now. This is Sporting Journal Radio. More with the family and Brandon from up here in Saskatchewan talking waterfowl when we come back. Hey, if you're looking for world-class walleye fishing and maybe some waterfowl hunting as well, check out Devil's Lake, North Dakota. The walleye bite is strong, of course, in the winter. The perch fishing is unreal, and right now you can do some cast and blast stuff up there. Whether you want to go up there and try it out, maybe go with some of the guides that they've got around Devil's Lake. Learn more about it at devilslakend.com. Catch it all at Devil's Lake. Visit devilslakend.com.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing, Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
This fall and winter, first-time customers can treat themselves to exclusive discounts at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Enjoy $25 off any repair or maintenance service of $100 or more, $50 off when you spend $250, and $100 off when you spend $750. Tires and batteries are excluded from this one-time offer. Available for a limited time only, visit D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Well, if you're looking for a walleye destination where you can fly direct from Minneapolis, maybe fly direct from Chicago, you can go to Guardian Eagle Resort and land right at their concrete runway. This is a beautiful lodge, delicious food, and more walleyes than you'll ever want to catch in your life. Some big fish too, and they've caught some big pike there this year. They caught some big walleyes. In fact, when we got there, I think somebody caught a 29, 29 and a half or something while we were there. This year, you can see our video on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. They got 75,000 acres of private water. Learn more at guardianeagle.com. That's guardianeagle.com.
We're back on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're tuning in or watching this on YouTube. As you can see, we're all going to be talking with our mouths full right now. These look very hot.
Yeah, they are hot.
All right. What are we? This is just straight popcorn chicken?
Straight popcorn chicken. Nothing fancy.
Okay. All right. That is Brandon Latane there. Wade Amundson, Dan Amundson, Mitch Hunt, Ron Amundson. I'm Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in. We're up in Saskatchewan right now filming a follow-up. Did I say that already?
No, you're just hosting a radio show. You're just munching on chicken.
I think it's so hot.
I think they teach you that in radio school. They don't really use a commercial break to do that.
Don't broadcast with your mouth full.
There's some guys on major market radio that don't follow.
I never paid attention in school. So anyway,
you know that
we're filming a bunch of hunts up here for the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. And we're filming a follow-up to the 1956 film that we did a couple of years ago up here. You can watch that now. That's one of my favorites, of course. It's very personal to us. One thing I did learn is don't make it about yourself when you do this stuff. And that film is definitely about us. So
it won an award.
It did win an award, but it may be more popular for us than everybody else. But I think it's a neat story. And everyone we talked to up here in Saskatchewan, Brandon, maybe you can attest to this. And obviously, you're kind of near it just because of the proximity and spending time in the area. But it's kind of a, you know, somebody looking in on the outside watching that for the first time, what'd you think?
Oh, boy, yeah, that evening, I believe it was the first evening we were here,
yep.
If I'm not mistaken. Days are all kind of rolled into one, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But no, we sat at the table, and I was intrigued, really intrigued, moved, you know, and it was emotional for me, you know, and it really brought down a lot of thoughts on, holy smokes, it's not just about hunting, you know, when you build a beautiful story like that and the history and you can, you know, be lucky enough to be a part of the sequel or the, you know, the second after, could be a trilogy, you know, it could be a Star Wars, you know, who knows? So, it was good. I teared up at times and, you know, really, it was something else, and it was really neat to be a part of it. So I was excited to meet Ron and, you know, hear the stories and have the rest of your brother here and your and son-in-law, and get on with the second part and do what I could to, you know, get you guys some information on.
Yeah, you've been great.
The local
helped us
as much info as you know that I could, and yeah, people were really interested, and I posted that on a Facebook, and I got a lot of a lot of thumbs up and a lot of messages saying, "Boy, that's really interesting." Really interesting segment, and I'm sure quite a few people in this area watched it, you know, that are friends, you know, of mine on or off Facebook, but it got passed around. There's a lot of people, and there were still days after the picture of the map came, you know, the RM map, and then, excuse me, yeah, and then more texts on Brad Knutson, and how... you guys went over and you talked to him, you went for a tour, you saw the cemetery again, and then you ran into another fellow there that was a little bit of wealth of history and, oh, yeah. And knew your brother?
Knew his dad's brother.
His dad's brother, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, it's been great.
It all worked out good so far, you know.
You know, and again, I don't really want to talk about the area that we're hunting in, but it's an area that typically doesn't see as many snow geese as we're seeing this year, right?
So. Correct. Yeah. No. This year's been a bit of an anomaly, and I'm trying to think back in 5 years here, even you know, before springs, five summers. I don't believe there's been a year with the snow geese here at this time of year in the amount that there is in and around the area, and
it just is amazing to me because it's again one of those things like it just worked out.
You absolutely. I mean, it was meant to be.
You know? It was meant to be. We show up here and you're like, yeah, we won't have to go far. And I think we hunted 3 miles away or something.
Was it
like
that far?
Yeah, four that way.
Three kilometers.
Two and a half miles this way. Yeah, around 3K. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's,
well, one day, Wade and Mitch, I think, actually put decoys in the driveway and sat out there with their shotguns.
So.
Yeah.
You lined up a field yesterday, which thank you very much. It helped us with scouting and finding land and finding birds and all that stuff. Find a field, two fields actually, and another group's going to hunt one of the fields across about a mile west of us. And then we were going to hunt. It was an afternoon hunt. And I'll be honest, afternoon hunts for waterfowl, they don't always... Back home, anyway, they don't always go very well. Birds usually come late, or they don't come at all, or something like that, or you know, you get out there too late, whatever the deal is. So we did not have. We figured we'd shoot something, but we did not have high expectations. And Dan, I mean, coming into this trip, just in general, you were a little bit nervous about getting these guys on birds.
Well,
feel like there's some pressure.
Especially you and I are so excited about snow geese. And anyone who's spent any time hunting snow geese, except you three now, know it can just be a pain in the butt. They're tricky. Usually it's muddy and just gross and whatnot. But so to have, you know, we're dragging these guys up here to try to recreate this big hunt, and they're driving a long ways, taking vacation time from work. I'm like,
do we really want to chase snows with these guys? Because you and I know that if we just get one decent hunt out of 5 days, that's a good snow goose trip. You guys probably wouldn't have been real happy.
And a decent hunt might be shooting 10 birds, yeah.
So well, you say that, Dan. Mitch and I talked about it a little bit coming up. I was ready to arm wrestle him if he wanted to chase snows all week, right? We wanted to get on ducks. Yeah. We wanted to get on honkers again.
Right.
The snow geese thing, I wasn't all that excited about it until you started talking.
So to have these pieces, like, I knew that. Right. And then we're not seeing a bunch of honkers. Well, there's some honkers, there's some ducks, but
there's snow geese.
We need to push, but there's snows everywhere. And even when they're everywhere, they can still be tricky to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And the stars aligned, and this is a trip that even in a seasoned snow goose hunter may never top.
Yeah,
well, you might, but like I said it on the way home today, you and I may never, none of us may ever, ever have a 4-day stint like this that we just had. Unbelievable. Well, unbelievable.
Well, isn't there an old saying, the Mounties always get their goose?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Perfect. Just hunt with a Mountie.
We ended up shooting, I think we had 115 in hand, and we knew we'd sailed a couple, so we quit early. And I think we called it at 111 or 112 or something like that. And a flock of 6 or 7 birds comes in. We said, Ron, this is all you. And what'd you do?
Well, I fired my Model 12, which I've been shooting since I was 12 years old. Had a little trouble pumping it for some reason. But the boys tell me I got a triple out of it.
Well, and I was filming, and it all happened so fast. I got the camera up a little bit late, and I just saw one gunshot. I think I just got your last shot go off, and you folded a bird up, and it dropped straight to the ground. And then I was like, well, you got one out of that. That's great. And all of a sudden, one bird dropped out of the flock, spun around, and just flipped stone dead and dropped down to the ground. And as you guys, I think you and Mitch maybe were looking off to the right.
Yeah.
And then a third bird, just same thing, just shoo, and stone dead. I went over with Tiny to get it, stone dead. And the whole trip, you've been joking about, I want a triple. And the biggest hunt we've ever had, 6-man, 20-ish birds, 115 birds, a limit, and you shoot a triple to end it.
Well, other guys got triples too, I think. Brandon got one, and I was sitting next to him, and I think Mitch got one.
We don't care about them.
I think you were setting us up. I mean, the first two mornings, you kept saying, I'm just going through the motions. I'm just firing my gun at the flock. I don't really know what I'm doing. I can't see them. Can't do anything. Yeah. And then that all changed, didn't it?
Well, you know, I still don't know what I'm doing. Or what I did.
Well, you knocked down a bunch of snow geese is what you did.
All I know is this trip has gotten to be a little bit shorter than originally intended. Because my wife is walking around singing My Guy all the while I'm gone.
She does that every time you walk
in. You just got another frying pan.
Well, that was an unbelievable hunt, and you can't script it. Like, you cannot script it. And there's been a few moments like this. In fact, we had, this whole time, we've just been trying to get you to get your own snow goose. Nobody else is shooting. Get a single cherry bird that comes in. This one's yours. And the other day, you missed a couple, but we're standing around, and we got to go to the podcast. So to hear this story, you're going to have to tune in on the podcast or on YouTube. So for the radio network, we got to let you go. But thank you for tuning in to Sporting Journal Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Please like this show and share it with your friends and give us a review. And we'll go to the podcast right about now.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
C
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After Milton families returning after evacuations in Florida, not knowing if they'll have a home to return to. On Siesta Key, the Toll family's house still standing, but their roof severely damaged. Lee said he expected to see much worse.
We really were expecting to see the whole place just gone, but to come home and also find four of the units completely missing their roofs wasn't exactly pleasant either.
Across Florida this morning, 1.6 million customers are without power. 3 weeks until Election Day, former President Trump campaigning in Aurora, Colorado last night, claiming a violent Venezuelan gang had taken over an apartment complex in the Colorado city and blamed Vice President Kamala Harris for the influx of Venezuelans.
She has had them resettled beautifully into your community to prey upon innocent American citizens. That's what they're doing. And no place is it more evident than right here.
The Aurora Police Department and the city's Republican mayor called Trump's claims grossly exaggerated.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn.